Now everybody, let me tell you a story about Hollywood shame. Where terrible actors and scripts collide. Oh, what a mess it is on the other side. Saw the lights, camera, action begin. But all I got was a movie that plunged in a spin. From the first scene to the credits that roll. Oh, Hollywood disaster, you've taken its toll. Silver screen says cool, bad movies galore. Can't help but wonder what the hell were they making these for. Throwing some cliches to shut the predictable plot. It's a train wreck, I tell you, it's all they ever got.
And now for our feature presentation.
Welcome to the Silver Screen Cesspool, where we review the poo. And now your host, the surveyor of cinema, the mocker of moronic movies, the terror of tiny town, the last known survivor of battlefield Earth, the one of many, Alan Smithy.
Tonight's movie monstrosity is the 2011 film Monster Brawl. The title sounds promising, but trust me, it's a false hope. The plot is that of a 16-bit NES game, and it basically boils down to the old WCW Halloween Havoc pay-per-view, except way too literal. Former WWF pro wrestler Kurgan, if you remember him, plays Frankenstein's monster, who is pitted against a witch, played by TNA wrestler Rosemary, a mummy, played by AEW wrestler RJ City, a vampire, a zombie, a cyclops, a werewolf, not a teenage were-skunk, and a swamp monster to compete in a professional wrestling tournament for the right to help the Big Show dry hump Hulk Hogan. Trust me, if you were a fan of WCW in 1995, that joke was hilarious. To add to both acting and wrestling credibility, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, is the ring announcer. Jimmy, to his credit, spends half the movie giving the most convincing acting performance in this film, and the other half breaking the fourth wall, looking directly into the camera, yawning and rolling his eyes. It seems like they tried to add additional wrestling, air quotes, credibility, by having Foley call the matches. Unfortunately, the casting director didn't know the difference between Mick Foley and Kids in the Hall's Dave Foley. So we got Dave. Dave drinks constantly in this movie, and I don't think it was acting. I think he was just dealing with being cast in this movie. The referee, who is an actual MMA referee and honed his acting skills in the Kevin James movie Here Comes the Boom, gets interviewed before the first match and clearly explains that there are no rules, and that it's a fight to the death. So, of course, in the next scene and in the first match, he states that it needs to be a clean fight, and soon after scolds the witch bitch for a low blow, which is against the rules. And then Cyclops beats her head in with a hammer, which somehow isn't against the rules. The witch kills the ref, and our second best actor is now out of the movie. The Cyclops can shoot laser beams out of his eyes, because apparently someone has confused the mythical Cyclops with the X-Men's Cyclops. The Mortal Kombat-style announcer lets us know when he does shoot laser beams out of his eye. Actually, every monster in this movie has a super-powered Mortal Kombat-style finishing movie, because why the hell not? The match with a werewolf, well, you know it's a thriller tonight. Matches occur at the Broken Hardy compound, or maybe that cemetery that AJ Styles wrestled the Undertaker in. Perhaps it was the cemetery from Plan 9 from Outer Space. All I know is that this is Kevin Sullivan's wet dream. Super Shredder himself, Kevin Nash, plays an army guy with the worst pit stains and hardest nipples I've ever seen caught on film. Also, in an unrelated note, the physical resemblance between the zombie and Ric Flair in his last match is uncanny. Woo! My biggest confusion about the plot is how it can be a fight to the death between Frankenstein's monster and a zombie, or a fight to the death between a vampire and a mummy. Aren't they all already dead? If it's a fight to the death, isn't the fight over before it begins? As a rule, a movie's quality drops by 20% for every professional wrestler in the cast. The obvious exceptions, of course, are Andre the Giant and Princess Bride, Hulk Hogan and Rocky III, and Governor Jesse the Body Ventura and Predator. But with this rule in mind, this movie has a 100% drop in quality from casting alone. Somehow this tournament with eight monsters has only five one-on-one matches, which means two matches the winner didn't advance for some reason? I hate plot holes. Just ruin the whole movie for me. But I hear there's a sequel planned with bouts between Count Chocula and Boo Berry, Godzilla versus King Kong Bundy, and the creature from the Black Lagoon versus the most horrifying monster of all, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Monster Brawl is available streaming on Tubi.
Silver Screen Cesspool is written, directed, and starring Alan Smithy. Assistant director, producer, and stunt coordinator, Alan Smithy. Boom mic operator, sound editing, and music by Alan Smithy. Construction coordinator, The Amazing Rando. Makeup by Crayola. Catering was provided by the Soylent Corporation. Alan Smithy will be back in Return of the Curse of the Planet of the Prehistoric Bikini Ninjas versus Kingdom of the Bride of the Killer, Shark Cheerleaders 2, Electric Boogaloo.